Should America go platinum? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At first glance, it seems like a nutty idea. At second glance, it also seems like a nutty idea. But it goes like this. If Congress won't let the Treasury borrow more money to pay America's bills, why not just let the U.S. Mint mint a bright, shiny new coin with a face value of $1 trillion? You see, the debt limit only limits how much debt the Treasury can issue. It does not apply to cash. If a pile of cash suddenly landed on the Treasury's doorstep, well, there's nothing that says the Treasury couldn't spend that. Now, there are strict rules about minting gold and silver coins, but thanks to a loophole, there is no limit on the face value of platinum coins. And this idea, which has been percolating through the internet for a couple of years now, has been endorsed by one Philip Deal, the former director of the U.S. Mint and the man who helped write the loophole. So the U.S. Mint would strike a trillion-dollar platinum coin, put it in an armored car, deliver it to the Fed, which adds it to the Treasury's bank account, and just like that, this year's deficit is erased and Congress doesn't have to do a thing. You know how fracking is discovering all that hidden oil? This is like monetary fracking. The only weak point, as I see it, is who transports that coin across town to the Fed. It had better be the president himself, since we know where he is at all times. Yes, it's crazy. But since the idea of the richest nation on earth defaulting on its debt is also crazy, why not fight crazy with crazy? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.